A Dane County judge last week held the WERC in contempt and ordered it to stop preparations for the union certification elections that are required under Act 10, the new state law restricting public employee bargaining rights. Dane County Judge Juan Colas had previously ruled the elections unconstitutional in a case brought by the Madison Teachers Union, but Tom Kamenick of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says that ruling only affects the Madison teachers.
Once a court with jurisdiction over the entire geographic area rules with precedential effect, then it's going to be binding on everybody. But up until that point, a different circuit court can come to a completely different conclusion.
Kamenick is representing the teachers who filed this week's suit, all of whom want to vote on whether or not they want a union. Kamenick compares Judge Colas's ruling to those made during the early challenges of the Federal Affordable Care Act.
Some of the federal courts actually struck down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional. And so within that one small district, it was not in effect. But they did not order the entire Obama-Sebelius administration to not enforce the Affordable Care Act nationwide.
But Judge Colas made his position clear in his ruling last week, where he found the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission in contempt for carrying out elections anywhere in the state. The state appeals court will rule on the contempt issue by next Monday, and the state Supreme Court will hear arguments on the constitutionality of the union elections on November 11th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.